to marriage beyond the vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
And a very good morning to you. We're in the second half of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We thank you so much for joining us. The number to reach us is 855-454-5905. We started off talking with Deacon Allen out of Philadelphia. We had to put him on hold for just a few minutes. We would like to rejoin that call at this time. Deacon Allen, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, Deacon Allen, thank you so much. And if you're just tuning in, for everyone who is just tuning in, we were actually having a conversation about a previous caller. Her name was T, and she shared about her situation and how now she's kind of contemplating going back into the dating scene, but should she kind of give out that information about how bad her divorce was and the fact that her ex-husband can be potentially dangerous to whoever she, you know, is starting to date again, or you know, just how dangerous that can be. Now, Deacon Allen was sharing from the perspective of being in law enforcement. And I tell you, that is also a great perspective. My good, you know, one of my closest friends and actually business partner is in law enforcement. And so he always brings a very different perspective that most people don't even think about, because you see a very different side of people, unfortunately. But it keeps you sober, right? Keeps you real. So maybe you could just mention some of the potential dangers of someone going into this relationship knowingly or maybe even not knowing.
Okay. In her PFA, there's a portion that's a narrative. She has to explain why she feels that this PFA is necessary.
Okay.
They just don't give them out to just anyone. They listen very carefully.
And so are they sometimes... do they sometimes reject them? Do they sometimes say, well, you know, you're just being paranoid?
Well, sometimes they just don't meet the criteria.
Okay, so sometimes they don't meet the criteria. So for her to have it, there has to be some criteria that was met.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That she honestly believes that there is a reason to have that PFA.
Okay.
And if she believes that this PFA is necessary and she went through the process to get it and it was issued, that's something that someone who has no idea who she is, except for there may be an attraction or something about her that's, you know, very interesting that they want to find out more about.
Sure.
Has no clue about the reason why she has this PFA and the man who she has it against.
Now let's be honest, though. How many men are going to feel even probably more inclined now to want to date her when they feel like it's a little bit dangerous? I mean...
It depends on the attraction that they have for her.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, by listening to her, if they don't consider it to be a threat or something that they don't handle, or they can't handle, then they're going to pursue her. And if they know, and in today's time, because revelation is coming true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, all you got to do is turn on the news, right? And you see
absolutely.
How, you know, people just doing crazy things. So what do you advise? Let's say someone else is getting, you know, they don't know the situation. I mean, do you ask? I mean, this is kind of interesting, right? You're going to go date someone and you're saying, I just need to know, is there anything I should be concerned about before we go out? Is there some ex-husband in the picture? I mean, it almost sounds like that a little bit overly paranoid, but maybe that is the right question to ask if you're going to really get involved with someone.
I believe that now when you're meeting someone, initially it should be conducted like a job interview.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm serious. I mean, covering all aspects of life from the very basics to the very personal. And no one should be offended by this. This is information that's going to affect lives.
I have one question for you, and I get this often, and actually – you reminded me of this because, again, I mentioned my business partner. He's in law enforcement, and he has a very different look at even, like, online dating. Like, he really frowns on it. And, you know, I'm on the other hand. I hear so many people that do they meet online. And I'm like, hey, you know, I tell people be careful, but people seem to get a lot more emotionally tied online. But he worked in some, like, cybercrime unit. So he knows, like, the other side. He's like, listen, you don't, you know, stay away from that. Like he's adamant about it. You kind of remind me of that a little bit when you're saying, listen, you conduct anyone you're going to get involved with, conduct it like a job interview. Do you know, if you happen to know this, when people do date online, are they supposed to disclose if they have something like this, like a PFA or something like that? Do they disclose this so that whoever's looking at their profile would know?
I don't know too much about cyber dating or online dating. I would say this. If it gets to the point to where they're going to physically meet, then that information should come forth.
Wow. Okay.
And whoever has that PFA, man or the woman, that's information that's relevant and vital, and that individual that they're seeing absolutely has the right to know.
Wow. Well, interesting. Well, I want to say thank you, Deacon. I really do appreciate, you know, bringing this up and giving your perspective. It's very valued. So thank you.
Thank you. You too. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye.
All right, we are taking your calls at 855-454-5905. Let's go to John calling in from North Carolina. John, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
John from North Carolina. I'm doing very great, John. Thank you. Now, it sounds like you mentioned to our producer, Larry, that you want to have a conversation about infidelity, which is actually what we're talking about. So what's on your mind? What's on your heart?
Well, it's such a huge subject, and I feel I know that you talked about it a little bit in the beginning, but I think it just required a little brief slowing down and really having a discussion about it, because infidelity is one of the most horrible things to happen to people.
Mm-hmm.
According to a lot of different scientists, but it's one of those things that some people would even go as far to say that anything else, including rape, including the death of someone you love, is not as bad as somebody cheating on them.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that connection, you know, the person that you gave your heart to, when they decide to do something like that, it creates such a huge chasm in their lives that I just felt it was important to really spend some time just talking about those things, because it's such a huge and so there
was
a conversation, a few different things that you had mentioned that I said, you know, I should call. I need to call.
No, that's good. That's good, John. And I think you're right. Now, it also depends, right? There are some people who it just seems to affect more than others. I mean, if you're the faithful spouse, right? If you're, you know, you waited to have sex before, you know, until after marriage, and you, you know, you gave your entire heart, and then to be hurt and feel, you know, you're betrayed. I mean, that's devastating. Then for someone who, you know, there's some couples that I know, and it's sad, but they're so used to it that they're not surprised by it anymore. They're in such a bad relationship that it's almost like they expect it, and that saddens me, because that's not the way it should be. But you're right. For some people, it's just devastating. And so I do believe that we do need to talk about it in an open and honest way. But I also think a lot of times people don't know how to talk about it. You know, not the recent caller, but a few callers ago, we had one guy who he was mentioning how, why do women always think, you know, that the husband is cheating? And it's like, well, there's probably a reason. Number one, is there some experience in her past? But number two, I mean, just look around. I mean, it happens so often that it people begin to wonder, you know, is my spouse faithful?
Absolutely. I think it's the statistics of it happening with people that remain married. The statistics say it's about 60% of the people that remain married have dealt with an affair in their lives, in their relationship. So it's more likely than unlikely that you're going to have to deal with it. And it's kind of crazy, but it happens because people do not take the precautions. They're not afraid enough. They give too much leeway. I mean,
you know what happens, John? I think in the church, you tend to trust more,
right?
You kind of think, hey, you know, we're different. You know, we have God in our marriage, and you forget that. Like I said earlier, even King David fell and said, like, no one's immune. Like, we all have to be careful. I mean, we have to have precautions and boundaries, and have, you know, open communication where we can say, listen, you know, listen, honey, my needs are not met. We need to talk. You know,
right.
I've told my wife, and this is not a secret. I say it on the air. I said, there have been times where I'm like, honey, you realize you're the only woman that's going to meet my needs. So we need to
right.
talk. You know, it's like that's just honest conversation. And so, but I think now not everybody has that, right? And they keep it to themselves, and that's when it's dangerous.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, they don't have those. And they maintain relationships or lack of transparency in things that's going on. You know, they have these friends that they don't tell their spouse about.
Yeah.
Or they have these flirtations that they think is innocent.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't realize that they're playing with fire.
Oh, absolutely.
We
have to take a break. Mm-hmm. We have to take a break. When we come back, what we're actually going to talk about, we're going to talk about infidelity and social media. Because that's huge. That's huge right now. So, everyone, please just stay put. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. We do need to take this brief break.
That's right. So, if you would like to call, here's the number, 855-454-5905. Stay close. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
And a very good morning to you. We're in the final segment of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We are talking about infidelity, beyond infidelity. If you have a question, give us a call. 855-454-5905. We were on the line with John. We're going to revisit that call. John, are you there?
I am, yes.
All Thank right, you, John. Awesome. John is calling us from North Carolina. If you're just tuning in, we're having a discussion on infidelity. Specifically, we're going to be talking about infidelity and social media. Not just how people connect, but also how they expose it. You know, is it okay to call your spouse on blast, put them on blast because you found out they were unfaithful? You know, that happens often, more often than not, through social media. I mean, so much, you know, people even try to put things out there and then retract them, and you really can't. Once it's out there, it's out there. So John, you had called in and you just wanted to actually have more of a conversation regarding infidelity because, you know, it does impact and it affects people so much. I think you even have mentioned how if you're married long enough, you know, the chances are there's a 60% chance, I believe you said.
Yeah, 60%.
Yeah, we got to check that. I don't know that. I wonder what it is for even church members, if it's higher or if it's
the
same. It
actually doesn't change.
Yeah, that's what they say. They always say that, but I don't know how they do these studies. But I can tell you this much.
Obviously, it depends on what, you know, you and I both know when they say church members, it doesn't exactly mean that they are
that's true.
Following the Bible.
But you know what I think, John? I think that either way, there is a high possibility that this can happen. And so the Bible calls about, you know, just making sure you, number one, you guard your heart. You definitely have the fear of God, and you really do need to have boundaries so as to avoid this. And perhaps that doesn't happen enough. There are not enough honest conversations about, listen, how we're doing in this area. Because if we're not taking care of one another, then we're leaving an open door for Satan to get in.
Absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of people like to have their own individuality when they get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, men especially will say, you know, I don't want my wife to have my passwords. I don't want, you know, it's my own personal.
That's just crazy.
You know, Facebook page.
That's crazy. I mean, there are times where that's necessary, but for the most part. I mean, if your spouse is not going to respect what you do and they're going to start posting certain things, then yeah, maybe. But there's a bigger issue, right?
An unstable situation.
Yeah, there's another issue.
You need to be wise. But I think a lot of the times, if you're transparent with each other, then, you know, as a husband or a wife, when you start a relationship that may lead somewhere, because a lot of affairs happen accidentally. It's like it's not like they stood up and said, you know what, I'm going to have an affair with my wife. There's obviously those situations.
It happens accidentally, but there's a line that gets crossed that is not accidental.
Right.
There's a point
but
where you say, I'm making
the
decision.
If you're transparent and if your spouse knew everything that was going on, they would be able to say, oh, wait a minute, I know you loved hanging out with this person, but I feel uncomfortable with that person.
No, absolutely. And then you have to respect that. Well, this is what I said earlier, John. It starts with, you know, there's a breakdown, number one, with your relationship with God. And number two, there's a relationship breakdown that you begin to deceive your spouse. You're not open.
Yep.
You're not transparent. They ask you how things are going. Oh, I'm fine. And you're not really talking about, no, I feel neglected. I feel hurt. I feel like you're not giving me attention. You know, we had a previous caller who said that after 30 years of marriage, she stepped out because some guy at the gym started giving her attention.
Attention,
and,
right.
And it's like, man, 30 years. You almost think you're safe, right? After 30 years,
yep.
Who's going to walk away or step out on the marriage? But it happens.
Absolutely. And
temptation
and
is real.
She didn't plan it to happen.
No, she just started taking care of herself, going to the gym, and some dude just took advantage of that, and she gave in. It's kind of a crazy story. I mean, it's pretty amazing of what happened next. But I think,
right.
John, we definitely got to openly talk about this. So I thank you. I thank you for, you know, picking up your phone and saying, hey, man, I'm in North Carolina, but I still listen, and I'm going to talk more about these topics. So thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a blessed day, John. You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, let's continue on here. We're going to line 3, where Debbie is calling in from the Philadelphia area. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise Your Inspiration Station. The number to reach us is 855-454-5905. And so Debbie is calling in from the Philly area. Good morning. You're live in the air. Are you there? Hello? Debbie.
What you ready to eat, ma'am?
Okay, Debbie, you are not listening to the phone. Okay, we'll try to come back to Debbie in a moment. Maybe she just got a little impatient, put the phone down for a moment. But again, we invite you to give us a call at 855-454-5905. I am the host, Marcos Mercado, here on Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And what we want to do is we want to get you calling us, get in on the conversation as we discuss infidelity. Specifically right now, we want to talk about infidelity in social media. What do you think about exposing infidelity, the infidelity of your spouse on social media? What do you think about that? You know, back in the days, you know, you would hear about, you know, someone just screaming in the neighborhood or throwing someone's clothes out the window. But nowadays, it seems like people just go quick to the keyboard to expose, to just put it out there. So here we want to talk to Debbie, who seems to be back right now. She's waiting on line 3, and Debbie is calling from the Philadelphia area. Good morning, Debbie. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have a comment to the previous caller. I
believe it was Deacon Allen called, and he was talking about, you know, the fact that before you even date, I mean, he went as far as saying that it should almost be like a job interview. Like, hey, do you have a spouse that I should be concerned about? You know, do they have a order of protection, a PFA against you? All this kind of stuff. I want to know before I take that risk. So what do you think about that?
Yes, and I agree with the gentleman. I'm a widow.
Okay.
Of almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started back to dating a gentleman. He's a little older than I am, and I do have him on interview. I ask a lot of questions. I expect the answers because, you know, I've been abused in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you get a certain age, you get tired of the dating scene, and you just want to settle down, and you know, you want peace in your life. You don't want all that drama. And I know, like, life isn't all peaches and cream. You're going to go through some things, as God states in his word,
mm-hmm.
trials and tribulations. But some things we can avoid if we ask questions. And, you know, I'm learning that. You know, you learn as you get older. You live and you learn, you know. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. You
and
know,
also, I don't believe in this online dating because, to me, that's dangerous.
And, you know, that's what a lot of people feel. Now, however, again, I mean, I'm from an era, I've been married 16 years, where you really didn't do that. And I mean, there wasn't that much access to the internet. But nowadays, I mean, people, I'm not surprised when I meet someone and I'm like, hey, how did you meet? And they're like, online. And that happens pretty often. At first, when I first started hearing that a few years ago, I would be like, oh, interesting. Now, it's, I think the number is now almost like 1 out of 5 couples meets online. So, you know, to each their own, but I do think that you should always proceed with caution. There's a scripture I want to share really quickly before you go, Debbie. Acts chapter 20, verse 29. I'll just read this verse here. It says, after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. And I know this is really talking about what can happen in the church, but I say this because sometimes people, they meet someone at church and they just assume that they could be trustworthy, that they're okay because they're in the church. But the Bible says, hey, they could be savage wolves. So in every case, you got to be cautious. And I tell you, number one, you don't have to rush into anything. Trust, you know, God, and then trust the people around you. Tiffany had said something earlier where she said, you know, I'm just concerned that I might miss something. Yeah, you may, because you're emotionally attached. But the people that love you and care you and they see a red flag, hopefully you have friends that are going to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie. We really appreciate
it. Thank you so much. And you be blessed.
You too.
Okay,
stay blessed.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's continue here. We're going to line one where Vanessa is calling from the Philadelphia area. And she wants to actually talk about her cheating partner who wants to get married. Interesting. All right, Vanessa, good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing great. So explain this to us. So you are dating someone. Are you engaged yet?
Yes, I'm engaged.
All right, so you're engaged, and your fiancé has been unfaithful.
Yes, I've been with him for over 15 years.
Whoa, 15 years. All right.
Yes, 15, yes. And what, the years just went past, you know. So, you know, as time went on, I mean, he decided he met somebody online.
Okay.
Okay, and he left me, and he stayed with her for 3 months, and he came back. And they asked me, why take him back? I took him back faithfully because I love the man.
Okay, so he left, he broke up the relationship, walked away.
Yes.
Now he's back and says, listen, I made a mistake. I want you.
Yes.
Okay, now explain this one to me, though. 15 years, that's a long time to be engaged. Now, there's no way. I mean, I have a hard time believing. There's no way you and your fiance are pure after 15 years. You guys are having sex, aren't you? Yeah, all right. And I think, Vanessa, let me encourage you. Do this God's way. If you want God's blessing, just trust him. You know, and I think it's never too late to turn around. And you can say, listen, you stepped out on the marriage, on the relationship. But if we're going to do this right, let's not play around. Let's get godly. Let's get spiritual. Let's get some guidance. And let's start off on the right foot. And that means cutting off, you know, sleeping together until you get married.
I talked to him about that. We even go to church together, and he still does things. He's in the entertainment business, okay? And
he's a what?
Entertainment.
Okay, he's an entertainer, okay.
Yes, and he's just out there. What he sees, he feels that he can have it, and I'm fed up with it.
So why do you want to marry this man?
I don't.
Yeah, see, I think God is giving you all those, we talk about this often, the red flags, the signs that you should make a U-turn, but you don't. You know, it's like, you know how in the movies they're like, you know, dead end, there's a cliff ahead and you're still going. And then you see, you know, the car fall off the cliff or something. And it's like that, you're seeing all the warning signs, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's unfaithful. He's just not what you really want in the Lord. And then you go to church together. So not only are you guys now breaking the covenant with God, You're hurting him even more by living a double life and being hypocritical and going to church, praising him while you're not living right.
Yes, I know. I feel that every day.
And you know what you got to do, Vanessa? You just got to repent. I'm serious. I'm not trying to make this just simple, but God, it makes things simple. It's turn your life around. Make this about him. Let him take care of it. Break off the unrighteous relationship. Focus on your relationship with God. And if he's the man, let him change and come different. But don't take him as he is. I mean, God doesn't do that, right? God takes us and loves us, but he says, listen, if you're going to have a relationship with me, you got to change. And you can say that. I want you to actually say that, Vanessa. Say, look, if you want a relationship with me, you got to change. Can you say that?
Yes. If he wants a relationship, he has to change. But he's always saying that he's not doing
it. But you're not. You're saying it. You're not meaning it. There's just no relationship. You can refuse. You realize that. You know the Bible says, and I want to, can I just be frank with you?
Yes, please.
All right. I'm going to be very, very frank. Mm-hmm. If you just give me a moment, I'll find the scripture that I want to share with you. One second. Mm-hmm. I usually have a easier time finding this, but... All right. Well, this is what I want you to do. You have a Bible nearby, or you just, I guess
I'm
you can
just.
I'm
going to jot it down, then I'll go first.
All right. Yeah, right there, because I want you to not just see this. I mean, I don't want you to just hear it, but I want you to really understand what I'm saying. Like, not, I don't want you to just take this like, oh, okay, you know, this is what Marcos is saying. And I'm actually trying to find it, and I don't know why. Usually this doesn't happen, right? I usually don't have a hard time finding a passage, but you know, the devil is real. I'm looking for that scripture about weak-willed women, and I want to, let me just quote it, and then when I find it, I'll share it. But weak-willed women, the Bible says that you're bogged down with all kinds of desires, and you can't get it right. And there are men who take advantage of women like that. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily believe that you want to see yourself as one of these weak-willed women, but you're taking this man and you're taking less than what you know you deserve. 15 years, you know this man, he stepped out and you still took him back. You got to have more value in who you are for God. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, you're valuable. God loves you. He wants you, and and you know what? God is a jealous God.
Oh, that just ran through my mind. Oh yes, I know.
And let me see if I find this passage here. I really want to get to it. I got it. 2 Timothy 3. I'm like, all right, I gotta find this. 2 Timothy 3:6. It says, "They are the kind who worm their ways into homes and gain control over gullible women." This is the new NIV version. "Over gullible women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires." It says, "Always learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these teachers oppose those, oppose the truth. They are men of deprived minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they would not get very far, because in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone." Now, it's talking about how the men are, but it's saying that these men are gaining control over weak-willed women. And in this version, it says gullible women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning, but never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Don't get stuck there, Vanessa. Now, I know you don't want to. You picked up the phone for a reason.
He caught me at a gullible time of my life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you know what? You can still take your life back. And you know what it means to be surrendered?
Yes.
You know, I want to give you a challenge, Vanessa. I want to challenge you that, as scary as it might be, to make a decision today that you will follow God with all your heart, and that anybody else who is not going to be with you in that path needs to get out of your life. If they want to join you, amen. But if they don't want that, if they're going to hold you back, you know the good you need to do. What you said earlier really got me thinking, when you said you feel this every day. You're living in guilt. You don't want to keep living that way. 15 years engaged to that same guy who's hurting you over and over again. That's not what God has for you. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Vanessa, thank you so much. Listen, we want to hear you. We're rooting for you. We're praying for you. Call us back. Let us know how it goes when you make that decision to be wholehearted about your relationship with Jesus.
I have to do it today.
Amen. Do it. Do it.
I have to.
And let us know.
For me to survive. Thank you very much, and I will get back with you.
Thank you, Vanessa. You have a blessed day. All right, well, let's continue on here with our phone calls. We're going to line three. Where is it, Sade? Shadia. Shadia is calling us from the Philadelphia area as well. Morning, Shadia. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good. So you have a comment for us about social media and infidelity. Let's go. Let's have this conversation.
Yes. Well, first, I'd like to say I'm actually married. I've been married for 11 years, and I actually stepped out with my husband. My situation's kind of complicated because he is incarcerated, but we are still married. So I do feel that guilt.
Does he know?
My comment about social media is I don't think it's a good idea to, you know, put your life or your personal business on social media. Especially a lot of people get upset, you know, because, you know, people see this and people can comment and they have negative and positive things to say. And you can't be upset if you're letting, you know, the public into your personal life.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people don't even, you know, can't grasp the concept of a married person. Like, mentally, when you become a married woman or man, your mindset changes. You know, you're not that single person. So you might have somebody comment and say, oh, yeah, forget him, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
Like,
well, hey, also,
I'm married. You know, I can't forget my husband. I might be able to forget my boyfriend, but this is my husband. Like, I went into a covenant with God and this man. I can't forget it.
So, Shadia, let me ask you this. Your husband's incarcerated. You said you weren't faithful. Does he know?
No, he does not know.
Okay. Now, is he... Would he be released anytime soon? Are you planning to tell him?
I am planning to tell him, but they haven't even decided. He's been incarcerated. This is actually his fourth time.
Wow.
And he actually brought me to God. He's a non-believer. His family, he's raised as a Christian, and he's a non-believer. But when I met him, I just had this overwhelming feeling of, you know, wanting to get to know God better. And I got baptized, and he never did. So he actually brought me to God.
Wow.
And our relation, me and God's relationship grew, and him and God's relationship kind of fizzled out. And I've been trying to bring him back to God, but in the midst of all our confusion, and it just got carried away. And you know, I feel closer to God, and I feel like I'm breaking this relationship with God by, you know,
absolutely
the way I did.
Absolutely. Well, a couple of things. Let me advise you. And I said, I don't know if you heard us earlier, but there are times, and I think it should be very careful about how you disclose that to your husband. I think, number one, just my opinion, not the Bible. The Bible doesn't say when or how you do this, but that you wait till you're in a situation where you can work out your marriage. Because if you, you know, he's incarcerated. He has a lot of time on his hands. You just put it out there and you tell him.
That's the plan. I'm definitely going to wait because they haven't. He's been found guilty of the charges, but they haven't sentenced him, and he could be in jail for like almost 30 years.
Wow!
He's looking at exactly. So I don't want to put that on him, you know, with his pending issues already. So I've been praying on it, and I've been talking to God about it. You know, I don't mentally. I don't think he's at a point where
this is not going to help him. But I think, Shadia, you're going to have to figure out what it's going to take for you to stay faithful to God, because and I think what you mentioned about social media, I mean, you also want to be careful. You start putting it out there, and I'm not saying you are, but you put yourself out there, you become even more vulnerable, and other people can see, hey, you're struggling, and they might want to take advantage of this. Hey, I'm just going to come over and help you during this time. And it's like, no, this could be some wolf trying to get into your life. So Shadia, we definitely would pray for your situation. It sounds pretty intense with your husband, but you stay faithful. Stay strong.
Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you for your
call.
All right. Let's continue on here. We're going to be speaking to V. This is V from Philly. V is wants a comment, actually, about Vanessa and her 15-year relationship. Good morning, V. You're live on the air with Praise. Good morning. Good morning. So, yes, we did have a couple of phone calls ago. We were having a conversation with a young lady, Vanessa, who's been in a relationship for 15 years. Says her fiance has been very unfaithful, and she knows it's wrong, and she just hasn't let it go. What did you want to comment about her situation?
I just wanted to say I'm really praying for her because that was my situation over 15 years ago.
Wow.
I was in a relationship, the same thing, 15 years, and it wasn't a godly relationship. There was a time I went to hear Donnie McKirkland speak, mm-hmm. and when I heard him speak, I went home and tried to change that situation. And when I told the gentleman he had to leave because I was going to try to live my life as a celibate woman, and he had a choice to, we had a choice to get married or to come out of the relationship, his words to me was, just because you're not having sex does not mean I'm going to stop having sex.
Mm.
And he ended up having 3 other children
wow.
outside of the relationship. But I left him alone. We stayed in this house. He would not leave
wow.
out of my house. So I had to pack up my things and leave my home. So I'm just praying for her and let her know. I mean, I'm happy in the Lord right now. And I haven't been in a committed relationship because I decided being in that 15-year relationship, I wanted to get to know God.
Wow.
And
well,
get to
V,
know him.
I have a question for you. So some people might think, I don't know, but they might think I came down a little hard on her
uh-huh.
when I even shared that scripture and called her a weak-willed woman. But I think that's appropriate. That's what the Bible says. I'm not saying that she needs to stay that way, but I'm like, I was really trying to encourage her to see where she's at so she can get out of her situation. Because sometimes we got to have a sober estimate of where we are.
I don't think it was hard on her. It was the truth, and it came from love. My mother used to call me every day and remind me. And she wasn't saying this to me. And I was over 30 years old. She wasn't saying this to hurt me.
Yeah.
She was saying this because she loved me. And she knew what was right, and she wanted what God wanted for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it took her to remind me of this every day, and then one day it clicked after, of course, you don't want to hear from your family members. I hear it from someone else preaching. And then I come home, and then that light bulb goes off, and I snatch down every red flag that was, you know, placed in front of
wow.
me.
Wow. Well, I mean, for your situation, it was so clear, right? You even tell this man, I'm done. I'm going to do the right thing.
Exactly.
No sex. And he's like, well, that doesn't mean I'm going to have no sex. And it's like he's just blatantly putting it out there, being, you know, totally, I guess, unashamed, shameless
exactly.
about his
exactly.
sin. And it sounds very similar to her, right, where this guy is just like, listen, he lives this lifestyle. That's what he's going to do. He's not very apologetic about it. So there's no remorse. There's no repentance. But I do think you're on the other side, and you just want to encourage Vanessa. So if you can speak to her directly, what would you say if she's listening? Well, I believe she is.
You know, when I read the Bible, when I read the Word of God, like I said, my mother called me. I had someone, you know, to hold me accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one. And also, like you said, when you go to church and you're lying to God, I didn't want to continue to lie to the Lord. I mean, he knows us. He created us. So for us to go to church, you know, and say we're worshiping him and we're loving him, we're not loving him. We're loving what we want.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, thank you. We really appreciate this conversation. And I think that was very courageous on you. I'm glad you were inspired by Donnie McClurkin and by
yeah.
God's word,
yeah.
really, to
awesome.
Make that change.
Yeah.
And you made it and you never looked back. And that's what we're hoping and praying that Vanessa decides as well, that, you know, she says today is that she said it, like, I'm making this decision today and I'm not looking back. So I pray that she would have that same courage.
Signs all over her mirrors, all over her, you know, I put little things.
To
know,
remind you all the time.
To remind me. I want what God wants for me.
Well, and the Bible says you're perfectly and beautifully made. Like, you're valuable to God. And so
exactly.
he wants that relationship. And, man, the Bible also says that the Holy Spirit, it lives in us. I mean,
yes.
we're the temple, so we got to treasure what God
yes,
treasures.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, V. We really do appreciate this conversation.
Thank you.
You have
all
a blessed
right.
day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to have just a quick minute to go to Facebook. I'm trying to see how I can 2 minutes to talk about this situation here. So I got a Facebook message, a private message from a teenager who actually says that she is the child of a marriage. You know, she's in the household. She's a teen, and her father has been unfaithful to the mother. And interestingly enough, you know, the mom decided to forgive the father, but this teenager is feeling very bitter towards her father, which is very common. And I think it was very brave and very eloquently put when, you know, she just really shares her feelings. And I think the feelings are like this. Listen, I feel really hurt. I don't even know if I should feel that way. Is it my place to feel that way? But the worst part of this is not seeing the father's repentance, not seeing the father still flirts. The father still, you know, he doesn't take it serious. Very disrespectful to the mother. I think that that's the part that's painful. And I just, in a short amount of time, first of all, I want to commend you for pouring out your heart and writing us. I have one quick scripture that I want to share with you. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I think whether your father goes to church or not, you got to guard your heart. He's lost. He's living wrong. I mean, he's out there flirting, disrespecting your mother. You got to guard your heart and say, like what Jesus said on the cross, God, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. That doesn't mean that you're going to be able to have this closeness with your father that hopefully you would want to have until he makes a decision to change. And so I encourage you to even take it a step further and have a conversation with him and let him know how this makes you feel, how you feel hurt. And he's disrespecting your mother, but most importantly, he's disrespecting God and how this impacts you. And you want to respect him. You want to forgive him. But this is hard because of his behavior. And what he does with that is what he does. But you can, and it sounds from the look of it and from what you wrote, you can absolutely have a great and honest conversation with your father. So I hope that helps. Everyone else, thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. We want you to stay connected with us. So go to our Facebook page throughout the week. You can post. You can ask questions. So go to facebook.com/beyondthevows or just search for Marriage Beyond the Vows and hit the like button. We also invite you to follow us and go to our website. There's a bunch of information of upcoming events and different things we have going on with Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise 103.9. So the website is praisephilly.com. And other than that, we just want to give a special thank you to Larry Fowler. Larry is our producer. He does an amazing job. And everyone else, we will be back next week. Make sure you stay tuned. Have a blessed week.